What are you people doing here on a night like this? In case you don't recognize me, it's the hat. You see, I was up on a Cherokee reservation, and this old Cherokee man kept coming around every day to see if I'd bought some more beer, you know. And I kept commenting on what a beautiful hat he was wearing. And I had forgotten that among the Cherokee, if you tell someone you like something he has got, then he is obligated to give it to you. He gave me this hat, and I wore it over to my mother's house and said, "What do you think of this hat?" She said, "It's a beautiful hat. You should give it to a beautiful person." So I kept it. Well, it's great to be alive and be in Florida. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come on to stay long if you please. Well, born in North Carolina, raised up on the farm, living by the golden rule can't do any harm. We know the Blue Ridge Mountains are probably heaven's gate. When angels take vacations, it's in the Sunshine State. Cause it's great to be alive and be in Florida. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Dennis Devine. Up north they've got a problem with ice and snow and sleet. People out in Texas are dying from the heat. California's sinking, they better learn to swim. We found a solution, we are cashing in. Cause it's great to be alive and be in Florida. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long, if you please, Wayne Mars. Ah, yeah, it's great to be alive and be in Florida. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Oh yeah, come but don't stay long if you please. Well, I'm told there's been 10,000 people through here this weekend. We got rid of all the Yankees and now we're down to the real people, right? Well, Florida girls are free from sin. They drink no whiskey, beer, or gin. But a few with morals loose sit and sip their orange juice. You know, I know hundreds of songs halfway through. And I would like to do you my favorite song. Open the door. Softly, dear, there's something important I've got to tell you. Open the door just an inch or two. There's something important I've got to tell you. Another song I like a lot is... This one's called Backroads. I love to travel the blue highways of America. Just take a little road. You don't care where it's going because you ain't got no place to go. And you don't care where it is when you get there. At the end of that road, you are going to find a human being. You'll find a Florida cracker. You'll find some of the greatest people in the world. They don't congregate in cities. As a matter of fact, my people figure what we're going to do. When the white people first came here, they lived in cities, and we lived out in the land. Latest surveys show that 95% of white people live in cities. Again, so what we're going to do now is fence off those cities and turn the land over to raise buffalo again. Well, I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere. Waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. That little boy with a fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Well, I left New York City on that interstate, but that long white ribbon of concrete was more than I could take. So when I hit Virginia, I found the country lane. I got back on those back roads again. And I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere. Waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. That little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. All right, Dennis. From the hills of North Carolina to the Georgia bottom land, I never drove on one paved road or went through a big town. Just red clay banks and country jacks and a swimming hole now and then. Calls them back on those back roads again. I said I'm traveling down the back roads and I'm going anywhere. Waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. That little boy with a fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Over on my right, your left, is a man named Cubby Whitehead, who is playing an instrument you may never have seen before. It's the jawbone of an ass. And I know the person he got it from, too. Samson killed 10,000 people with the jawbone of an ass. Protect yourself. Went from Georgia down to Florida, 'cause the road that I was on. Didn't know where I was going, wouldn't have cared if it had known. You can keep your crowded cities, just give me the land. Put me back on those back roads again. Yeah, set me down on a riverbank, put a kimbo in my hand. And I'm back on those back roads again. I said I'm back on those back roads again. We don't have any cue cards up here or lists. You can look at my guitar and see there is no list taped to my guitar. Because I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Winnie Bag, oh, listen, you people. Oh, I know we are down to the good people now. Oh, my goodness. All right. Some of you may have heard this before, but I do love animals. I was over in Gulf Hammock just a little bit back, and all of us rednecks had gone out, and how do you say this? I could say urinate, but I'd rather say take a leak, you know, around the tree. And I did not understand that among the animal people, when you do that, you are marking territory. And as I finished, you know, what I was doing, I looked down, and there was this baby deer. So I took all these rednecks away, and we stayed out there for 4 or 5 hours drinking water and came back. But they explained to me that once you have marked that territory, the mother deer will not come back.
So I took it into Gene and Rusty Shuler at the Wild Animal Retirement Village. It is now 6 weeks old, and it's big and beautiful. It's just great. But I love animals. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a decent person. Some people might... But a pet keeps you tied up. But this guitar, I can take it anywhere. And as somebody asked me to do the song, the title of the song is Wet Dogs Stink. Now they say a dog is the best friend that a man has ever had. And compared to most of the folks I know, I'll admit a dog's not bad. But I'll still take my old guitar, cause it's always been true. And even when I play it in the driving rain, it don't stink like a wet dog do. You can take a guitar and a tin cup, you can stand on the corner and beg, and you're never ever gonna see a horny guitar humping on somebody's leg. Other folks say what we ought to do is to get ourselves a cat. Now I don't see any way I can go along with that. Well, I've seen my share of pussy cats. I'll admit the contribution they make, but I've never yet seen anybody. A litter guitars need to be neutered and spayed. I don't keep time all the time. Other folks say what we ought to do is get a different kind of pet, like an ocelot or an elephant or something that's scaly and wet. Well, I've been all around and I've never found anything better than a Martin D28 and a girl named Kate in the back of a VW van. So I'll still take my old guitar, there's nothing better than it. And you'll never find me fighting in the neighbor's yard over little piles of guitar. I'll still take my old guitar, cause it's always been true. And even when I play it in the driving rain, it don't stink like a wet dog do. This whole weekend, I have been waiting for the state of Florida to allow me to go on stage. And they waited till all the Yankees and all the riffraff and the dipsticks were gone. And they let us on. So I can sing you the kind of songs that real Florida crackers appreciate. All through this great Stephen Foster Memorial Park, Stephen Foster didn't even know the name of the river. He had somebody hunt one up for him. It's been filled with Winnebagoes from Michigan. They got your OCB and the color TV and every third car on the road. It's a man from Michigan and I called her Winnebago. See him bumper to bumper on the highway, hear him yelling breaker one night. They only stopped to buy what they call pop and to pump out the sewer line. Decals on the window tell you where they've been, their bumper tells you where they're bound. Pull in the KOA and hit the hay and her feet never touch the ground. They got their OCB and the color TV and every third car on the road. It's a man from Michigan and a golden Winnebago. Now Winnebago, as we all know, is an old Indian name. It means standing stagnant water, it ain't no claim to fame. But Sunshine State thinks they're just great and smell just like a rose. The bureaucracy in Tallahassee just loves them Winnebagos. They got their OCB and the color TV and every third car on the road. It's a man from Michigan and a golden Winnebago. Now we can't go around laying on the ground in sleeping bag or just our clothes. Cops will take you in unless you're from Michigan and the garden when your bag goes. I'd like to ride for hours in the land of flowers, the home of the salmon hoe. Never see one man from Michigan in his garden when your bag goes. Got your old CB and the color TV and every third car on the road. Is some man from Michigan and a garden when your bag goes.
You are, Wayne, aren't these great people?
Yes, sir.
Wayne is a agricultural extension director. Now, I don't know how you extend those. No, agent. You're an agent. Let me talk to you about the USS Stark. He's an agricultural agent. Anyway, he knows that out there among the people, they will eat anything that grows. Now, I personally pride myself on the fact that if you can eat it, I will. And a lot of things are in your mind. You know, rattlesnake ain't that bad. I mean, there's a lot of bones in it. But garfish, if you marinate it, Whitey Markle here will explain to you, if you marinate it 24 hours in milk and eggs, it's edible. House cat is not that bad. Snails, possum, coon. Now, groundhog, if you catch them, you know, on February 2nd, when they come out there and you want to protect yourself for the summer, you grab that sucker when he comes out so he don't see no shadow or nothing. You just slice him up and parboil him a little while and pour that off. And I will eat anything but one. And the name of this song is Everybody Draws the Line Somewhere. This is where I draw mine. I was working my way across the country, finding folks who'd gone back to the land. I'd say all I can do is sing my songs for you and eat supper with you when I can. Then I found a Georgia sharecropper. He'd never seen me before. He says all we got's potatoes and possum, but you always enough for one more. I said there's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat possum a lot. But he said possum meat is not that hard to eat when possum is all you have got. Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. I swapped songs with a Louisiana Cajun on the banks of a little bayou. He says all we got's crawfish and gator, but it sure makes a mighty fine stew. I said there's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat alligator a lot, but he said gator meat is not that hard to eat when gator is all you have got. Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. Now, I wrote this next verse before I had completed all my research. I was with Chief James Billy down on the Seminole Reservation, and there in the front yard of this chickie was a bunch of meat laying out there in the sun. I said, "That you letting that meat rot in the sun?" He said, "That's what aging meat is about." Found out later they were drying jerky for the winter, but I'd already written the verse. Then I sat with a Seminole Indian, watching deer meat rot in the sun. He says, "We don't have a whole lot to offer, but you can share it with us when it's done." I said there's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat rotten deer meat a lot, but he said rotten meat is not that hard to eat when that's the only thing you have got. Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. Yodelady.
Now I got my own little family, and every night when the sun goes in, I never ask them what they got for dinner. I'll just sit down, shovel it in. Cause I'll eat most anything you got to offer. I'll even tell you snakes and snails are fine. But everybody draws a line somewhere, and liver is where I draw mine. Yes, I've been all over this country, and I'll eat most anything you have got. But please don't invite me to dinner if liver's what you got in your pot. Yes, I'll eat most anything you got to offer, even tell you snakes and snails are fine. But everybody draws a line somewhere, and liver is where I draw mine.
You fine. I wish I could see you, but I love eyeball to eyeball. There were two important people in my life. I mean, except for these. You know, it's said that you can pick your nose and you can pick your friends, but you cannot pick your friend's nose. There have been two truly important people in my life. My grandmother was a little old Cherokee lady. She stood 4 feet 10 inches tall, and her jet black hair hung down in the back to where her knees would be if her knees were in the back. Yeah. She was a beautiful lady, and we lived on this mountaintop up there in North Carolina. And if you've ever been up there, I mean, not that little suburb of Miami that they call Cherokee, but back up there in the hills where the people are. You get up on those mountains and you can see the world. And at night after dinner, my grandma would sit out there on that front porch and we would look out over the world, and she would tell me all the Cherokee legends. And she would tell me the things that she thought I ought to know. And the main thing she would teach me is keep a good heart. Now, these guys have never heard this song before, and they're going to have to fake it. I'd like to sing a song for you, and it won't take too long. It's about what my grandma taught me as she tried to make me strong. She said, always be positive and sing a happy song. And don't be too judgmental, cause you might find out you're wrong. She said, wash whatever's dirty, lead what must be led. Always love the unloved and feed what must be fed. She said, try and help somebody who's carrying a heavy load. Heal whatever's wounded and guide what runs off the road. Said, the future is uncertain, we cannot change the past. Keep a good heart and live each day as if it were your last. My grandma was a lady, Cherokee through and through. In every situation she knew exactly what to do. She saw good in everybody, even in Grandpa too. She'd hold me and she'd tell me things I'm a passing on to you. She said, wash whatever's dirty, lead what must be led. Try to love the unloved, lead what must be led. She said, try to help somebody who's carrying a heavy load. Heal whatever's wounded and guide what runs off the road. Cause the future is uncertain, we cannot change the past. Keep a good heart and live each day as if it were your last. My grandma must have midwifed every kid that came along. She saw a heap of trouble, but she never saw nothing wrong. Then she'd hold me and she'd rock me and she'd sing to me our song. Said, can't go through life fearful when your heart is good and strong. She said, wash whatever's dirty, lead what must be led. Try to love the unloved and feed what must be fed.
She said, always help somebody who's carrying a heavy load. Heal whatever's wounded and guide what runs off the road. She said, the future is uncertain. We cannot change the past. Keep a good heart and live each day as if it were your last. Keep a good heart and live each day as if it were your last. My grandmother was a darling woman, and I've written a song about it, which I won't do, but I said, what work does my grandpa do? And she was proud to say, son, he is 57 years old, and he has never worked a day in his life. Okay, the second most important woman in my life is my mother. She still lives up there in Cherokee. She is 85 years old, and she is the strongest woman I've ever seen, except for Bobby Lou Billy, who threw me out of her house once. But when I was born, see, my father was half-breed Cherokee, and there was no honor in being Cherokee in North Carolina when I was born. So he moved 5 miles off the reservation so we could all be white. That way we could go into Waynesville and Bryson City and we could use the restroom at Shorty's SO station, even eat that at the Greasy Spoon there called the Bluebird Cafe. We could do all that. But he split because he didn't think that was much fun. After all, he had had 6 kids, you know, he had had his fun, so he split. Left my mother there to raise 6 kids, and we got an income from the federal government, aid to dependent children, $12.50 a month. So my mother, she would go out, you know, every summer, and she would buy clothes for my oldest brother, Dave. And then when he wore them to where he couldn't wear them anymore, they'd come down to Doc. His name was Dillard Ray, but D-R, you know, so he became Doc. My dad had a strange sense of humor. Every kid's name was D. When it came down to me, he wanted to name me Prince Albert because he was rolling a cigarette with Prince Albert tobacco. And my mother said, that's not a D. But in Scotland, Donald means prince. So my name is Donald Albert instead of Prince Albert, yeah. But when the clothes finally got down to me, my mother would wash them and patch them. This is a fierce woman. She said, you're not going to lay up there and drink beer like the mother Cherokees. You're going to go out there and make something of yourself. She said, these clothes, nobody gave them to us, and we didn't steal them, boy. You go out there, and you walk proud. And I have done it all my life. You may not like me, but by God, I am proud. Yeah. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son. Hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. Closest store's 35 miles away. Though I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes, I can wear a suit, my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. By the way, Barbara Beecham asked me to do this. I was going to do it anyway, but it's for Barbara and my mother. She's still up there in the Cherokee Hills, 85 years old, cooking 3 meals a day, but they don't call it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They call it breakfast, dinner, and supper. You know? Well, now I've got a son of my own. He's got his own telephone. Seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything money can buy, and he makes we want to cry, 'cause I know he'll never hear his mother say, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high.
Dennis Devine.
All together now. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high.
I swear there's some Yankees in the crowd that didn't join in.
Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Yeah, walk proud, my son, hold your head up high.